tackle them, delve into them as best as we can. Tonight, I wanted to, what started my interest in this topic was something that happened on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, Effie Zinkin purchased Hagba and Glila. Now, when you buy it, you don't say who you're giving it to, you just buy it. And he sent up his two sons, Binyamin and Josh, to do Hagba and Glila. And they were told by our amazing Gabbayim, all three of them are in the room right now. They're here because they want to know if they maybe owe Effie some money. They told them that they can't have Hagba, you can't have his boys have Hagba and Glila. Right away, I thought that was interesting. I didn't think that was in the Mishnah Berurah. Not that I know Mishnah Berurah by heart, but I had looked that up because of something else that came up, which I'll tell you about in a minute. So I decided to research the topic, and I think it's fascinating. Now, this came up around a year before. I believe it was at J.J. Brandler's son's bar mitzvah. I think Jerry Belsch at the Hashkama Minyan got an aliyah. Yeah. And then they called up his son for the next aliyah. They realized as he was about to approach, they called him up and he was like walking towards to get his aliyah. And then they realized, and I had like a split second decision. It happened to be that at that point, Ray Lubin was still here, so I was able to punt it to him. I no longer have that luxury, though he is there, so I could ask him. He ended up taking the aliyah, and that's really when I started thinking about aliyahs, then Hagba Glila, so I thought it was a good topic to learn. Now, it's interesting, I will say, that 4 months ago in July, my son's bar mitzvah, my two brothers at Hagba and Glila, no one said anything. Now, Larry wasn't here because it was your son's Shabbos Brachos. So maybe we have a Machalkas, Michi and Larry here. Or you figured if I gave you the kibudim, it would be okay. So let's tackle it. Let's understand where it comes from and see what the story is with Hagba Glila. So you take a look. And the first source is the Orchos Chaim. The Orchos Chaim is a Rishon, 1300s in Spain, from Aaron HaKohen Miluniel. According to the Sefer I have on Rishonim, the Orchos Chaim is quoted over 200 times by the Beis Yosef. So I don't have a data of other Rishonim how often they quote, but that's not someone who's quoted infrequently. Quoted 200 times by the Beis Yosef. And he's telling you the order of laning on Monday, Thursday. The Korin Keseder Azdeh Gimel, Mevarchin Lefanel Achra. You have three aliyahs, you make brachas before and after. The Korin Kol Echad Gimel Psukim. Lepachot, yeah, at least three psukim each person, that's the Gemara Megillah. Ubein Kulon Yud Psukim Kineged Yud Batlanim Shal Beis HaKnesses. You always need to have at least 10 psukim, with the exception being?
Purim.
Purim, you have 9. Why is that? You take a look at, I think, Tosos and Megillah. So you need three aliyahs, three psukim each, but one aliyah has to be at least 4 to get to 10. Kasav Aram. Now I want to skip this line for a minute. The Yesh Omrim. We'll come back to that because that's going to be the Ikrib shot. The Yesh Omrim, the next line. Ein Lahem Lukros. He's talking about Bez Achim, two brothers, or Ben Acharav, a son after a father. Ein Lahem Lukros Zachar Zeh. You can't call up a son and his father, two brothers, one after the other. Why? Shame psulim le'edus zelazeh. They're pasul le'edus to each other. Why does that matter? Who cares if they're pasul le'edus? What does that have to do with laning? The ksiv edus Hashem ne'mana. Torah Hashem tamima. Shivas navash edus Hashem ne'mana makimas besi. We sang it many, many, many times just 2 weeks ago. Some people probably think too many. But edus Hashem ne'mana, it's edus. And therefore, two brothers or a father and son or pasul le'edus can't receive back-to-back aliyahs. The Mefarshim... We'll get to that. The Mefarshim have a field day with this Shita. First of all, the Prima Gadim says in source number 2, Lufiz in the middle, Kol Osan She'ein Me'idin, Kemavur B'choshe Mishpat, Simen Lam and Dalet, Ein Ru'uyin Lalos. Anyone who is Pasul Eidus should not be able to get an aliyah. Aliyah, Eidus Hashem the money. You take a look in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Lamada. There's a litany of people who are apostle Eidus, a Rasha, a Ghana of a Gazlan, someone who takes a Shua and doesn't fulfill the Shua. Mesachek Bekuvia, someone who gambles, is forbidden to, is for apostle Eidus. So we're going to check before an Aliyah everyone's phone, and then if they're on a DraftKings or any of these other gambling apps, and whether they, you know, they can't get Aliyah, okay, whether they should or they shouldn't, but someone who's Ochel Bashuk, someone who eats outside. Now, the question is what that means. If you go to an outdoor restaurant in Florida, sitting on the street, not a discussion for now. But the point is that there are a lot of serious issues and even seemingly smaller issues, which does not render a person a bad person. You wouldn't invalidate him from getting an aliyah on your shul guidelines who are apostolidus. That's the prima gadim's kasha. So what are you talking about? The Gra points out that noshim and ketanim could get an aliyah. Now, we don't today, but according to the Mishnah, according to the Gemara, Noshim and Ketanim could get an aliyah, and they're Pasul Eidos. So obviously, you could Psul Eidos does not invalidate you from getting an aliyah. The Levush in source number 4, take a look. Ha'av ha'ben and v'chein shnei achim, mutarin la'lo zeh achar zeh. They're mutter, he's going to say it's not mutter. But in the Ikar, then it's mutter. Shein shayich kan mishum psul eidos. Shein neivim klum. What are they testifying? You're right. It says eidos Hashem ne'amana about the Torah. But when you get an aliyah, there's no eidos. And the shoot Abnei Chefetz, which is Rav Aaron Levine. We're going to come back to him. Aaron Levine was known as the Raisha Rav. He was one of the Gedolim in Europe before the Holocaust. He was born in 1879, died in 1941, killed. He was played a prominent role, the first Knessia Gedola for Agudas Yisrael. He was on the Polish Parliament. I have 4 pages in the back of the packet of a little biography of him. He was a world-class Talmud Chacham. His wife was one of the big, I don't know if the founder, but one of the big supporters of the Beis Yaakov movement. There's actually a picture I forgot to put on the sheet I found online of her. The wife of the Imre Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, and the wife of Reb Chaim Ozer Grzynski, speaking at a Beis Yaakov convention in 1929. Fascinating. This was like one of the big Gedolim of Europe. His grandson was Rabbi Levine of YU. Anyone take his class? You know what I'm talking about? Economics?
Yeah,
Aaron Levine. This is his. Wow. This is that Aaron Levine's grandfather. And a lot of the research online was done by his grandson. So anyways, he asks another question. He says, the Imnomar, the second line, the high time machine Korin Shnei Achim Zachar Zeh Mishum De Psun Le'edus, Madua Rak B'Zachar Zeh in Korin. Why is it only a problem if it's back to back? Right? The only issue is that we're talking, no one's going to argue, I shouldn't say that. There is one opinion, but he's rejected right away. Any bar mitzvah you go to, that you're going to give the grandfather, maybe Shlishi, and then you'll give someone else, the father-in-law, Ravi, and then you'll give the son, Chamishi. No one has a problem with that. If it's because of Psul Eidus, why is it only a problem if it's back-to-back? Madua rak b'zachar zeh in korin. Afil shelo b'zachar zeh, lo haya meharoi, likra shnei achim, b'osa kriya, shozeh parsha. Came with a kol akurim l'torav, together Eidus. K'nemar akasav, Eidus shem namana. So these are 4 questions against that position, and all the other Rishonim reject that position, including the Or HaChaim that we started with. Go back to source number 1. They all give a different reason. Kasav Aran, this is back to source 1 on the second line. Yecholin Beis Achim Lukros B'Torah B'Zachar Zeh V'Aben Acharav. They are allowed to Me'ikar Adin V'Ein Menichin Lasos. We don't allow them Ela Bishvil Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is a problem. Ayin Hara. What's the Ayin Hara? Now, I'm not asking what is Ayin Hara. We'll touch on that a little bit. That needs a whole probably series of 5 shiurim. But what's the Ayin Hara?
That one family has.
Yeah, it's a big deal to get an aliyah. Yeah. It's a big deal. I mean, talk to the Kabbalim. Some people think it's a really big deal. It's a big deal to get an aliyah. You're getting called to the Torah. To have two siblings back to back, families, it's Ayin Hara. This is why some people won't say how many grandchildren. they have. People don't talk about their Sabbath. We'll talk a little bit about Ayin Hara, but it's drawing attention to success of a family. It's drawing success to strong attention to the success of a family, and therefore it's a problem of Ayin Hara. And other Rishonim say this as well. In Source 6 and Source 7, you can take a look at it later, the Kolbo, the Tashbates, they all say this idea that an Ikar Adin, it's not a problem, there's no problem of Eidus, it's a problem of Ayin Hara. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way as well. We're talking about Aliyahs now. We're not talking about Hagba Glil yet. We're talking about Aliyah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Source number 8. This is in Orach Chaim. It's in Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Vav. Yecholim Likros Beis Achim Zachar Zeh V'Haben Achar Av. You could have two brothers read one after the other, or a son after his father. V'Ein Menichin Ela B'Shvil Ayin Hara. We don't allow because of Ayin Hara. And then Heshi. Then he gets into Shvi and Maftir. I'm going to hold off on this until a little bit later. So it's usher. I shouldn't say it's usher. It's we don't allow. We don't do it. Our Chashulchan says it's a minhag, but we don't allow two brothers or father and son back to back because of Ayin Hara.
And what happens if you did it? If it happened.
What do you mean? What happens? What do you mean? What happens?
What are you arguing? What kind of affair are you on?
So let me ask you a question. If you give someone Ayin Hara, let's say you're mazik them in Ayin Hara. Are you chayav as a mazik?
Did anything actually happen?
Okay, so now it's going to be hard to take him to Beis Din, and it's going to be impossible to assess the damage, but are you an avarian? Did you do tshuva? Did you do an iser? Or is it a midos? What is it? So good. I have machlokas around on another. But we are makpid, and I'll show you other places in halacha. We are makpid on Ayin Hara. Now, can a person say, I don't care about Ayin Hara? Well, comes to that also. That's also a machlokas, and I think relevant to this question as well.
What about the father after the son?
You know,
so I
clearly said,
it says Ben Achar Ha'av. Yeah,
obviously not.
I didn't see anyone who said that it's only Ben Achar Ha'av. I think it says Ben Achar Ha'av because who are you going to give first?
Yeah.
You're going to give the father before the son. Right. No one in their right mind is going to give the kid before the father.
Right.
But I don't think there's a difference between Ben Achar Ha'av and Av Achar Ben. Certainly, in conceptually, it shouldn't matter. So there's another place in Shulchan Aruch, at least one, where this comes up. In Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch talks about making two chasanas together. Can you make two chasanas together? The Ramah on this halacha says, "Ein levarich lebeis chasanim biyachad, mishum ayin hara." Same thing. Ein la'arvin simcha b'simcha. They're different bali simcha. They're different bali simcha. This could come up by a bris milah where you're the bal simcha in both. You're chayav in both. But if it's my child and Reuven's child, so each one has their own simcha. So again, you see that it does come up in another context of ayin har. It's actually a gemara. The gemara says in source number 10. It's a gemara about Metziah. Amrei Rav Yehuda, the Rabban Bar Rav Nachman. And again, this sugya we could spend weeks. I found an Otzer HaChachma, a 500-page sefer on Ayin Hara. Literally, 500-page sefer. He quotes this Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. Amrei Rav Yehuda, the Rabban Bar Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda says to Rabban Bar Rav Nachman, Rabban Achi, which maybe is the source for brother. Rabban, I don't think it's actually his brother. Rabban, my brother, Lo Taz Ben Ara Desmicha Lemasa, you're into real estate. Don't buy a property that's close to the city. The Amar of Aval, Amar of Huna, Marav, Aser Lo Lo Adam Sheyamad Asad Chavero, Bisha Sheomedes Bekam Moseha. It's forbidden to stand over your friend's field at the time that he's displaying his crops. It's Aser. Why is it Aser? Yeah, says Rashi, Also, I'm shelo yasi dena b'ainara. Someone has a field and he's growing unbelievable crops, which he's going to be able to sell for a lot of money. Beautiful crops. For you to stand there and watch and marvel and potentially be jealous and thinking, well, this guy, why does he deserve that to be so successful? That, I think this is a simple pshat in Ayin Hara. It creates a certain kitrug in Shemayim. When you're a person could look at someone and say, really? I'm not successful and I'm a big tzaddik and this person, right? This person is so successful. This person's kids are this. That somehow can resonate in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can now look at this person differently or strictly. I think that's a simple shot in Ayin Hara. There might be a deeper yisod here also, but I think on a simple level, that's how the Mefarshim explain it. So if you're going to go ahead and have property that's right by the city, everyone's going to walk by, it's not smart because people can be mazik you. It's actually usr. The Shulchan Aruch says it's usr to do that. Now you're going to ask me a kasha in the bracha that you make when you're a guest at someone's house for a meal. What do we wish them? Shunachasav and Chasein and Utslachim. Krovim Lir. Okay. Extra credit if anyone comes up to answer.
Right.
So
you're saying I'll give you, but why? We don't want Krovim Lir. That's the first master's question. Homework. First one to answer. Well, I don't know. So it's also there's an Isser Ayin Hara. The Rambam. I don't want to spend a long time on Ayin Hara. The Rambam says this whole thing is Divrei Chasidus. It's in source 13. It's underlined. The Rambam says it's Divrei Chasidus. Right. So Heshi, that goes to your point. It's not a real Isser. It's hard to say. It's Usser. You're really being mazik them. But the Lavush and others they say no, you're a mazik. It's like an arrow. It's like an arrow. There really is an issue of Ayin Hara, and that's where the Rishonim say to give two brothers or a father and son aliyah back to back. You are evoking or you are triggering Ayin Hara. Triggering Ayin Hara. Now, before we get to Hagwa, just two points. There's a Machlokas Achronim about grandfather and grandson. Machlokas Achronim about grandfather and grandson. The Shiari Knesset Hagadola, there's a commentary on the Beis Yosef, says in source 14, Yirli O, Delav Davka Avu Ben V'Shnei Achim El Afil Avu Ben Beno. I mean, why not? Why not? Why, three generations, I mean, they only say two there, but he and his grandson, the Pri Chadosh disagrees. He doesn't explain why. He just quotes this and he says, Veloni Hirali. It's incorrect. The Mishnah Brura is Machmir on Avu Bino. But he says, V'makam Hatzorech Yesh Lahatir in Ben Bino. So ideally not, but V'makam Hatzorech. Now what could be the V'makam Hatzorech? There could be
there's a bar mitzvah.
It's a Monday and a Thursday. There's a lot of yurtzeits in shul. It's hard to work through all the things. He already got called up. You didn't realize, and they called up the grandfather to shish. So b'makom atzorach, you have what to rely on. But ideally, one should be machmir. Now, before I get to Hag Baglila, what about Shvi and Maftir? So the Maharil quoted in the Darkei Moshe. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if one is Shvi and one is Maftir, it's still a problem. Even Shvi and Maftir, it's still a problem. So the Bar Mitzvah, don't give his father or grandfather Shvi. But say the Mefarshim, that's only true if they're reading from the same Sefer Torah. But if it's two Sefer Torah, it's not a problem. That's what the Mishnah Brura paskins that way. Why should that be? So I think, let's go back. Why is it not a problem? Why is it only a problem with back-to-back aliyahs? Why isn't Chamishi and Shvi a problem?
Because Ayin Hara, they're right next to each other.
People don't, I think, sense it as much. It's more in your face.
Yeah, so but between Shvi and Maftir, some people say there's Kaddish.
There is Kaddish, but if they're not, maybe if they're not singing it to the Bar Mitzvah Kaddish.
There's time going on, it's not as obvious.
The Hagbun between the first and second Sefer Torah.
If it's two Sefer Torah, so I think that it's not as nikur, people aren't margish it as much.
They're still standing next to each other.
If it's
still only one Sefer Torah, they're still standing right next to each other.
With two Sefer Torah.
No, even with one. Right, even with two.
On a regular Shabbos.
Regular Shabbos, there's a problem.
But even
with two Sefer Torah, they're still standing next to each other because the one who got Shvi is standing next to the one who's Matir. But there's less, there's more of a break. You have to say something like that.
That's why they say, if there's a Kaddish, it's good.
I don't think so.
That's what I heard.
Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Source 20. Afilim Echad, that's Echad Shvi, that's Shini Matir. Af Shem Afsikim B'Kaddish B'Ein Tayim, even though there's a Kaddish, Yikomoko Mikri Zachar Zeh, Kevon Dein Mafsik Acher B'Ein Tayim. The Dafke B'Shabbos, Shein Motsin, Sefer Torah Acheres L'Mafter, Aval Imotsin, Sefer Torah Acheres, Mutter. The Chenim Amafter, Eino Bar Mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, still you'll see sometimes, they give a katan, the Yerushalmi, Chassidus Yerushalmi with a very high, beautiful voice is something very special about hearing that maftir. I think the minhag here is we don't do that.
I heard you can give a katan maftir because it's not a real aliyah.
You could. For some reason, the minhag here is not. In Eretz Yisrael, you see it. You do see it. Now, let's get the Hag B'Gliel. What would you say about Hag B'Gliel? It's not mentioned anywhere.
What if you would have lane from two Sefer Torah, but you only have one, so you're going to roll it?
I don't know.
There's no greater hefsek than rolling all Sefer Torah.
Right, but they probably called them up and then realize, okay, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. What about Hag B'Gliel? What would you say?
It's even worse because the two of them are together and physically they're needed.
Okay, anyone say the other way?
No, it's like less of it's. They call Hag B'Gliel together. It doesn't bother me.
Well, Hag was known as the greatest.
They're not saying their names.
What?
I went ahead. They're not saying if you don't call them his name, right?
Yeah, you do.
So right when this happened, Rav Luben told me. Piskei Tshuvos, which is a compilation, he is very fond of the Sefer. Besides it being a great Sefer, he met him when he was in Eretz Yisrael last. He, over here, says, in Source 22, Ulechabed beiz achim, o'avu ben b'hav b'glila, b'makom she'en korin lehem b'shmam, v'gam in osin lehem yishabeirach, then rashayim b'kach l'chachila. That's even true for an aliyah. In a place where they don't call, the Mishnah Berurah quotes us from the Shaar Efraim. In a place where you don't call up people for an aliyah, now we do everywhere, but there are places that apparently didn't. This maybe some places Yekis don't for Shvi or.
There isn't Shlishi. They didn't say Shlishi.
Oh, so if they don't, if it right,
they give you a list of
you buy it ahead of time.
So in a place they don't call up a person by name,
I've got enough.
Then it's not a problem.
I've got enough.
That's right, but. The Kaf HaChaim says that if they then Mishaberach, if they make a Mishaberach, then even if they don't call them up by their name, then it's a problem because you're hearing the name of the Mishaberach.
So Monday and Thursday when there's no Mishaberach would theoretically be okay.
But only if they don't call them up by their name.
They don't call them by name.
So if they don't call up by the name and they don't make a Mishaberach, then not only is it true mutter for Hag B'Gliel, it's even mutter. But you can't Bedafka not call them up by their name so to get them aliyah. That's what the Mefarshim say. But he says, "B'makom shenogin tamid liker lehem b'shmam o lasos lehem mishaberach," because we don't call them up by their name, but we make them mishaberach, right?
Right?
No, yeah, no, and then we say mishaberach b'avorsha l'glas
v'torah.
Then yesh lehimana
b'kach.
The mishaberach. Now when you call him up,
for Shabbos, you don't call them up. the Mishaberach right before.
Right.
Right before the Hagbah.
He has a title,
Mishaberach.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So we didn't say his name.
Right. We say his name. We say his name. Okay. During the week we say his name?
No.
Okay. So then he says, Yesh lehimana bekach. You should hold it back. Where is he quoting from? He's quoting from a Sefer Sharim Mitzuyanim Be'alacha. Sharim Mitzuyanim Be'alacha is Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun. Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun was a tremendous posek. Passed away in 1994. He was a contemporary of Moshe. He wrote a 4-volume Sefer on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where he took cases that aren't in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and contemporary Shilas and discussed them. He also has, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 volumes on Shas. Fantastic Svarim. We have a lot of them. We have the one on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch upstairs and a lot of the Svarim on Shas upstairs as well. She'arim Mitzion Be'alacha or Shlomo Zalman Braun. And he quotes, Ubishut Avnei Chefetz. That's what we started with. That's the Rav Levine, the Reisha Rav. Hela Lefizeh, the Hagla V'Glila, B'makomo She'ein Kor Mishmon, Mutarim Lalo Shnei Achim Hagla V'Glila. Which implies that if they do call them up by their name, it should be a problem. And he, in source number 24, I have his tshuva. He was asked this question. Michi sent me today that Mishnah Halacha was quotes as well. He says, and Larry was mechaving to this, he says, Kol Shekain, it's a problem. Why is a Kol Shekain a problem? If it's a problem of Ayin Hara when they're going up one after the other, Hagla Glila, they're going up together, it's more in your face. He writes, it's, I don't know, 8 lines down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. He says first, if it's about Eidos, and for sure it's not a problem. Achein, Hatana Rishon, Bevadai Shayach Gam Hagla Glila. It's certainly applicable. De'im Yikaru Shnei Achim B'Yachad, if you call two brothers together, Yesh Lachash Gam Kein Lain Hara. V'Adarabba, on the contrary, as svara nosenes, logic dictates, debezeh yish yoser od lachosh ayin hara. There's more of a concern of ayin hara. Debali la Torah ha'achim olam zachar zeh. It's one after the other. Ubekan olam yachad zela hagla vezela glila. Umi kol shekein sheyesh lachosh la'ayin hara. He says, we reject the reason of Eidos, the reason is because of ayin hara, and therefore it should be a problem. Be a problem. Okay. But comes along Rav Al-Yashiv, Zechit Tzad Gebracha, on the next page. We'll come back to Avnei Chepetz in a minute. The Sefer Ashrei Ha'ish, which is the Pesachim of Rav Al-Yashiv, Zechit Tzad Gebracha. And he writes over here, Bahagla V'Glila in Tzarech Lahakbid. Shelo yihu beizachim, kimo shetzarech lahakbid belia. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I showed this to Rabbi Lubin. He said maybe he's only saying it in a place where they don't call him up. Now, I wasn't so into that because if they don't call him up, it's not a problem anyways. But this is what he said to me. So, I got to do some research. Rabbi Yashiv is no longer alive. But his Talmud Muvak, who wrote a lot of Svarim, in his name was Reb Ben Sion Cook. Reb Ben Sion Cook is very close with David Goldberg. Very close with David Goldberg. He actually was in Edison a couple years ago. He spoke in Edison Yeshiva. He was by David's house. Whenever Lubin was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to meet him. I was supposed to go. It didn't work out. I've called him a couple times in Shilas. He is, besides being a tremendous Talmid Chacham, he has a Simchas HaChaim, which is off the charts. So warm and personal. His father was the Rav, I believe in, I think it was Rehovot, I could be wrong. His father and mother were killed in a terrible train accident when he was I don't remember how young, but a pretty young boy. He was orphaned of both parents. And basically, Rabbi Yashiv raised him. So very close to Rabbi Yashiv.
Simchakon Cook was the Rav of...
So sorry, it's the Rav of Rehovot's brother. Rav Simcha Cook, it was his uncle. So his father was the Rav of some, not Tver, it was the Rav of us city. He is tremendous. He has the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim. his svarim are incredible. He has a weekly Divrei Torah, Shilas and Shuvos, which David sends me. He's incredible. So I said to David, you guys do me a favor. This was like a week and a half ago, October 15th. He sends him an email, and he responds right away. So, he said that, I asked him, does Rav Yashiv say only if you're not getting called up, or even if he's getting called up? So what does he say?
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, I tried to delete that. Once I'm playing with the email, then you can't trust anything I put in. That's the problem with Bar Ilan, you know? Maybe a person is playing with it. But he asked me with a Samach Nanasin, so maybe he's referring to someone else. Binyan Hagba v'glila v'beiz achim. Hine. Im lo korin b'shmam, mutar gam ha'alosam l'torah. K'nisa v'mishnah b'ruah. If you're not calling up by the name, you don't need Hagba v'glila. V'achidash ha'rabeinu, Shabahagla Vaglila Mutter Afilu, it's 26. Kisha Korim Bishwam. Totally mutter. Vatam Mishush Ain Lanu Lahosif Yoser Mima Shanemar Isser Bazet Balila Torah Davka. Velobishar Dorim. We don't make a Bisurim. Especially, he's going to say, we're dealing with Ayin Hara, which we don't really understand how serious of a deal is Ayin Hara. The Rishonim say what they say. We're adding on. Someone once asked me, why is it okay for a father and a son and two brothers to have bracha at a chuppah back to back? Mechubid mit the erste bracha ploni, mechubid with the second bracha ploni, ayin hara. You tell me they don't get called up by their name. They do get called up by their name. It's not Ben, the son of. They just say, you know, assistant rabbi of the congregation. Okay, where did you align? We could come up with 100 things. The Kaf HaChaim quotes a shita that you can't give brothers back-to-back hakafos on Simchas Torah, Ayin Hara, and all of the Mepharshim reject. What are you talking about? Where did you align? Shouldn't sit next to each other in shul? You can't have one have psicha and one have take the second sefer. So Rabbi Yashiv said, we don't add. And he quotes the proof. The Yisod HaDvarim B'Shvus Yaakov, the truth of Shvus Yaakov, the Shvus Yaakov, which I have here in 27, I'll tell you what happened outside. Someone called up someone for an aliyah. And then he called, wanted to give his brother an aliyah, but he knew he can't have aliyahs back to back, so he called up someone else. That person wasn't in shul. He walked out. This actually happened to me. One year, Rosh Hashanah, I was in Queens, my brother surprised me and bought me an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. And there I knew it was a lot of mishaberach and stuff. So I went out to use the restroom, and they tried to call me up, and I wasn't there. So he wasted, he gave the aliyah that he bought for $500 to like his random friend.
He had you in mind.
Yeah, I mean, I felt very, you know. So then he called the other guy. The guy wasn't there. So now he wants to now call the brother up. So is that called a hefsek, or is that not called a hefsek? So the Shvus Yaakov over here says, take a look in source 27, this third line. Kevan de mekora din mitzad ha-minog al-pi ma'ril mishum ayin hara, v'hu chashasha rechoka. It's a chashash. I don't think he means ayin hara. The concept, is that really going to lead to, honestly, you see someone with a huge house, ayin hara. Guy gets an aliyah. Well, everyone here is a big tzaddik. Was everyone here ever in shul and be like, that guy got an aliyah? Over the course of the year, they got to give people aliyahs. Chashash rechok. Ubaharbi dvar makila machronim bezeh. In many areas, we're making ayin hara. Ki yehavu delo losif alei bezeh. Enough if we don't add on to it. So he said it's mutter. So says Rabbi Yashiv, you see from the Shvus Yaakov that we don't add on. Now, it's not exactly analogous, which we'll see, the Avi Chayfetz rejects the Shvus Yaakov, or rejects the comparison, but says Rabbi Yashiv, the way Rabbi Simon Cook is explaining Rabbi Yashiv, we have aliyahs, we don't add on, the Chazal, Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says aliyahs, it's enough to be mocked on that, we don't add on new things. And you see that sentiment in Poskim and other eras. I remember my first year, someone asked if they can make a birthday party for their child during the 3 weeks, or during the 9 days. The problem, birthday party is a happy, it wasn't like an adult 40, it was an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old. So Rav Lubin called Shmuel Kamenetsky, and Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita said, Chazal say was usher. We don't add things. Chazal didn't say birthday party. Now, where do you draw the line? Chazal didn't say six flags, and it's hard to know when to apply. I wouldn't apply this on my own. But Rabbi Yashiv is saying, Rishonim say, the Shulchan Aruch says, we find the Shvus Yaakov that says we don't add on things. He even allowed brothers ended up being back to back. So says Rabbi Yashiv, it's mutter. Fascinating. When I read the rest of this tshuva, the Avnei Chefetz, he quotes the Shvus Yaakov and says why it's different to our case of Hagbah Glil. Take a look in source 28.
Well, it says you don't add things on. Does that mean you should make us suffer?
No. Okay, yeah. So that, maybe that'll be another share. It means the Torah, not the Torah. Rishonim say there's a problem with Ayin Hara by Elias. The Rishonim didn't say, anytime you think there's a problem with Ayin Hara, something's forbidden. They gave you specific guidelines. They could have given you, that Adi Chafet says it's Pasha. It's kosher. They didn't have to say that. But take a look. He quotes the Shvus Yaakov. And he says, Achein, it's the last word on the line, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the ninth line on the left-hand column. He says, Achein, shiny hasam, it's different over there. Sheyesh shlomer, the kevan shehifsik pekriyas adam acher, leysa lechashash, ayin hara. There, why is there no problem with ayin hara? Why the Shvus Yaakov, why was he Mako? Because you called up someone else. So once you called up that person that created a hefsik, and therefore there's no ayin hara. The chashash ayin hara lo shayach rak im korin ha'achim zechar zeh take ef b'lishim hefsik b'intayim. Masha ein ken kishayesh hefsik b'kriya. U'kmo shehidgish ha'shvus Yaakov ba'atzmo. The Shvus Yaakov himself says lachein in lakush b'koro la'acher b'emsa mishum d'bezeh leka chashash ayin hara. So the Shvus Yaakov maybe only said it's not a problem because there was a hefsek. You're right, it ends up being two brothers back to back, but there was another mitigating factor that there was a hefsek. About 1 second. About Hagav v'Glila hu achashash bu mishum ein abisha kmo b'kri l'Torah kevin shneachem d'kram yachav l'chei bevadai gam b'zeh yesh l'achmer. So says the Avnei Chefetz, the Reish Rav, that it's a problem. Don't compare it to the Shvus Yaakov, it would be a problem. But Rabbi Yashiv says, it's not a problem.
That's a hefsek and maybe a kaddish, even when one says there should be a hefsek.
I hear, but the Mishnah Berurah says not.
I know.
It could be the hefsek is not the time. It's you called someone else. These are not. Yeah. This is not like a halachic or like a gedder of what's called hefsek. Like for birchas hamitzvah, it's just a hefsek in terms of what creates. What splits up in the person's mind that these two people are together, which leads to the ayin hara? I'll tell you the truth. I'm not at anything, but to me, there Rabbi Yashiv is compelling. To me, the Rabbi Yashiv is compelling. The Rishonim, it's ayin hara. I mean, yeah, Rabbi Yashiv is a new meeting. He's a scum. To me, the Rabbi Yashiv is compelling.
The original source. Was that when the people that got the Aliyah actually read from the Torah? Because when you're reading here, it sounds like one is actually reading right after the other, versus getting the Aliyah.
Maybe in the Rishonim, but not in the Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch, right.
So now there are a couple of other.
How did it develop here, Rabbi Lubin Paskin?
No, it's not in the Shul guidelines.
It's not.
It wasn't in the Shul guidelines. It could be this was based on a. I mean, maybe not. My two brothers got it at my son's bar mitzvah. So we'll work through the guidelines at the end of this year. Now there happens to be a couple other.
I don't remember your brothers getting hungry, but you would know better than me.
I'm pretty sure. I could check the email I sent you with. I was very organized.
This came out because we've had this conversation a while ago about what do we do, and he told us it extends even to Hagbah Glila.
Right. So that's like the Piskei Tshuva was quoting the Avnei Chefetz, Shaar Mitzvah, and Be'alacha. The Rabbi Yashiv Sefer happens to be relatively. You know, there are a couple other mitigating factors I want to talk out. If you already went up, you mistakenly call them up. And he went up. So Belsh, he was like, by the time I realized he was like a step away, I wasn't going to like jump and tackle him. In source 29, the Elia Rabbah says, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens this way, in kvar karahu lo yireh. Now, it doesn't mean if you call him. I think it means, and he's up there. Because lo yireh. So if you called him, so by Zinkin, they like, he sent them up. They weren't yet up on the Shulchan. If they're already there, then the Mishnah Berurah paskens this way as well. The karahu lo yireh. So if he already went up, and then you realize, oh, whoops, the brother's there. So then you should not step down. What? Is that really embarrassing?
Why you call him? It's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that apply if you just call him?
If you just call him, right?
Call somebody else.
People don't see. This happens sometimes. Sometimes they'll call someone and he's not there. But being up there and like getting canned.
It says in kvar krauhu.
I know.
He called him.
But take a look at the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. In karu vikvar Allah. He adds that in. Okay, interesting. The Eli Rabbah doesn't have that. The Mishnah Berurah adds it in. Now, there's a fascinating discussion. Let's say you're not Makrid. And I'm not. I don't hold it for my hara. I don't care. I'm not worried. Can you, so to speak, be mochel?
You can't delete what we do.
No, but if it's all about ayin hara, I can't again only after my brother because I'm worried that you might give me ayin hara. I don't care. Give me all your ayin hara.
Both brothers would need to.
What?
Both brothers would need to be.
Okay, both don't care.
It doesn't work that way. I'm mochel if you kill me, I'm not gonna send you basin. It doesn't work that way. You can't be mochel over
this. That's because you can't be mochel on an isser. That's only because since there's an isser to hit myself, I can't be. And it's not so pashut. There are people who say you can't be mochel the isser haka. The tshuva is about can a Jew be a boxer? I gave a share on this years ago. Rav Unterman, the former chief rabbi of Israel, his tshuva was the Russians were coming to Israel. They were boxers. Can you be a boxer? There's an isser haka. You can't hit yourself. I'm mochel, but you can't hit yourself. Okay, but here it's not. What's the isser? First of all, according to the Rambam, it's derech chassidus. Am I allowed to give you my property? I don't care.
No,
so the Mishnah Berurah says no. The Eli Rabbah in source 34. Says af in the middle of the line, af shim omar. She'ein makbid ayin hara, ein lasos kein. You should not do that. The Mishnah Berurah paskens this way in source 35. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. The Derech HaChaim Nesivos paskens this way. But comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, by the way, he addresses your point, which I didn't realize because I didn't think of your question. Umidina, source 36. Yecholon shnei achim zachar zeda ben akraf ol lehepich. Okay, very good. He says it explicitly. I didn't realize that. Ela shenagu limno. I mean, really, they could. Ela shenagu. Interesting how he phrases it as nagu. The language of the Shulchan Aruch was ein minichim nagu.
Din versus
minute. Aval. Where am I reading from?
36.
Sorry. Nagu limno. Feel achnu shvida shei matir gam kochja. Uman de lo kapir. Yachal lasos kmoshirse. Aruch Hashem says, if you don't care, it's fine. So, when I saw this, I started thinking, can't Effie Zinkin say, I hold like the Aruch Hashulchan. I like the Aruch Hashulchan. I hold like the Aruch Hashulchan. I hold like the Aruch Hashulchan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin's not their way. It's interesting where this comes from. And I don't know for sure it's relevant. There's a Gemara in Pesachim. It's one of the more challenging gemaras in Arvei Pesachim of Zugos, that you can't drink cups of wine in even numbers. You can't have two cups of wine together, or two cups of, I think it's not just wine. Is it just wine? I don't remember. You can't have Zugos as two cups of wine together. The Gemara there says explicitly, in Source 37, Klal de Milsa, it's the Gemara in Pesachim, Kufiyot Mabez, Kol de Kupid, Kupid Badei, Udu lo kapid bade. If you're makbid, you're makbid. Or if you're makbid, it'll be makbid for you. But if you're not makbid, you have nothing to worry about. That's referring to zugos, it's not ayin hara. That's shadim. Shadim. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky, and that's safe for ayin hara, which I found on Otzer HaChachma. They asked him this question, does it also apply to ayin hara? The same way the Gemara says by Zugo Shadim, that man's a little cupid, little cupid. So can you say the same thing by Ein Hara? I don't care. So Reb Chaim said, no, Ein Shayach Ein Hara. Lo Shamati Veinu Nachon. I never heard such a thing. It's not true. You can't say you're not Machped Ein Ein Hara. It happens to be that I saw this Reb Moshe quoted elsewhere, and Reb Moshe says, Inyan Ein Hara, Vada Yeshlachash. Aval Ein Lahachped Harbe. You don't have to be extra makpid. Ki b'dvarim ke'ilu ha'klal man de lo kapid lo kapdina ba'dei ki'ha dematzinu bezugos be'psachim daf kufyud. Now, I don't know for sure that Reb Moshe would learn like the Aruch HaShulchan against the Mishnah Berurah and say that a person could say, I don't care about Ayin Hara, I'm going to take two brothers getting Hag B'Galila. I don't know. I don't know. You can't take a line which is from a Moshe Tshuva, from a different context, and necessarily apply it. But it could be the Macholkes, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan is like this Macholkes, Rav Moshe, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, whether the same way you could say on that Makpid on Shadim, you do the same thing in Ayin Hara, or is Ayin Hara a different animal. That's the sugya. It would. I'm not ready to, change the shul policy. I'm not even sure that it is a shul policy. It's not in the guidelines. To me, the Rav Yashiv sounds compelling, especially in light of Rav Moshe at the end that says, "Ein lahakbed harbe." Don't be, this.
What? If you knew beforehand he was going to give them the Aliyahs, would you say maybe not? Or are you waiting until they come up?
That's the question. Should, when there's the guidelines, which should be made available, or we give people who are making a simcha, letting them know, should we be telling them, by the way, FYI, these are the rules. Two brothers can't do Hag B'Galila. Should we be telling them about Aliyahs? Maybe we do. I don't know. I made two bar mitzvahs. You never told me. You look at the sheet and saw that I didn't do it. The rabbi knows. I hear. But Hag B'Galila, it would seem. I would not have a problem with it. Again, I have to.
What?
Oh, the Shari Ephraim in source 33 says simple story. It's not a problem. Meaning even Aliyah's back to back. When you're giving everyone the five Aliyahs, then he says, because again, that whole thing, we give Katana, we do a lot of things that are against Allah. Simple store, little things against so much of simple stores is, again, it's not an Isser, but.
But who should be concerned with the Ayin Hara, the shul or the family?
The person, but the shul doesn't want to be a place where people get hurt. We have security.
What about Shvi or Mafter and Hagba?
That's a good question. I would say.
This year, my son, I had Shlishi, and then Mark Goldblatt gave me a Hagba that he had bought.
Very good. So I didn't see it. I saw Hagba Glia discussed. I would say that maybe because one's less chush or different than the other, I don't know. I would say, if Rabbi Yashiv is going to say it's not a problem of Hag B'Galila, certainly it's not a problem over there. What would the Chayfetz say? I'm not sure. This Ayin Hara, people sometimes, go crazy about it in terms of buying baby furniture before the babies are born, discussing the name. Someone recently, last week, called me. They had a baby. They want to. It's very annoying to not fill out the paperwork at the hospital until afterwards. Is that Ayin Hara to give him to write the name before you named him? It's an English name. It's not really his name. You could change it. That's a joke. Hasidim named their kids like Donald Duck. That's like a thing. Yeah, why not? We don't use the English name. I don't know. At the end of the day,
about the baby name.
And
he passed away. We should not name the baby. And we didn't. And it was New York City, and he didn't end up having a birth on time, so we never got his name on his birth certificate. and cost us thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, because it ruined our taxes for years.
Wow.
We couldn't get New York City to switch it.
Interesting. And so you have Machlokas.
Rabbi Willig
and my wife, because when I was talking to my wife about this question, she's like, "Oh, we did that for all three of our kids." I said, "I didn't even know."
On our third son, Rabbi Willig, we called him and told him this, and he changed his mind.
Wow. Okay. So stay tuned in terms of Hagba Galila if we're going to officially put in one policy. We'll go upstairs for Maariv. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Have a wonderful evening.